I have a bit of a drosh today, and I'm actually quite overwhelmed by the message that the Lord gave me to read. I wasn't prepared it to be this reading, but this is something he's been speaking to me about for a long time, and this was more of a word of encouragement to me, because what he actually gave me this morning to speak is not directly related to this, but it is. But this was spoken to encourage me that what I have to say is what I need to say, because I actually wanted to run away and not say any of this. And I'm also wearing this because I'm doing this in obedience. And I'm very humbled before the Lord this morning, and humbled before all of you who are here. And I want to pray before I begin. Thank you, Father God, for all that you have been teaching me, for the word that you have given to me today to share. You gave it to me a long time ago, and I thought it was only for me. But this morning you told me, you impelled me that I must speak today. And so I'm doing it out of obedience. Father God, you know how I am so concerned that I do not want to offend. I do not want to be critical. I do not want to be offensive in any way. But I humble myself before you, Lord, that it may be your words that are spoken, that come out of my mouth. And I know that you have already prepared hearts to receive, because otherwise, Lord, you would not have given me this message. So I thank you. Just pray, give me the strength, Lord, and bring to my memory all so that it may come together, but it also may be concise, so that the word fulfills what it is that you want. In Yeshua's name, amen. I ask you to turn to Daniel with me, please. Daniel 12, verse 1. We're going to be reading from verse 1 to verse 4. At that time, Michael, the great prince who stands guard over the sons of your people, will arise. We know that we're in that day. We know that Michael is the prince over Israel. There will be a time of distress such as never occurred since the beginning of the nation until then. And I ask you to turn right now to Matthew 24, 21. For then there will be great trouble, such has not happened since the beginning of the world until now, nor ever will. And Mark 13, verse 19. For in those days there will be trouble, such has never occurred, or has never happened, not since the beginning of the creation, when God created, until now and never will. To continue with Daniel chapter 12, verse. But at that time, your people, everyone who is found written in the book, will be delivered. So we know that because we live in this day, we clearly all know that. We know what we see, we know what we hear. There is not a day go by that we cannot be, we are not affirmed of that more and more each day. But there's a promise right here that we will be delivered in that day, all whose name is written in the book of life. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, and others to shame and everlasting contempt. God grant us mercy that we not be those, but there are those that are, and we know that there are people who are, by the power of God performing miracles today, there are people who are being raised from the dead. To continue, those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavenly expanse, and those who turn many to righteousness will be like the stars forever and ever. And if you turn to Matthew 5, verse 14, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a basket. Instead, they put it on a lampstand so it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. We also know that Jesus has said in his word that he is the light of the world. So we are the light of the world because he is the light of the world, and he shines through us. Back to Daniel. But you, Daniel, close up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. So we know that the book of Daniel was closed until now, and we know that it has been opened and that there are many things that are being revealed. Where I am headed is the last part of this. Many will run back and forth and knowledge will increase. Over several years, I have a very busy life, like many of you do, and there are many things that go on in my life that just keep me so occupied. And the more and more that I wanted to get relief from those things, because these were things that drove me, they proceeded from my passion. And I sought the Lord many, many, many times about that to find out what it was that he wanted me. At first, my prayer was, Lord, help me to prioritize what I'm doing. In time, through his grace and mercy, he taught me to pray and ask him what were his priorities for me. In that process, one Saturday, while I was doing what I had been doing for a few months, I sat and I realized that I had been keeping Shabbat for about 3 months, and I thought, well, how did that happen? Okay, so I realized that in my search for finding peace and peace from the stress that was going on in my life, that the Lord had gently guided me into keeping Shabbat. And I realized that at that point that was something I always wanted to do, because it gave me, there were so many blessings, and I have discovered even more as I have consistently kept the Sabbath. And I realized that there were blessings, but it was also good for me. But that wasn't enough in the search that the Lord has led me on, because I discovered that as I began to change my priorities from the things that were mine to the things that were his, and I eliminated some things, then immediately, what did he do but bring me more? And so I became actually not only having responsibilities, but I actually had more, and so my stress was getting more. But I insisted on keeping the Shabbat. And so then my issue was, how do I do this? To make the long story short, what I learned is that it's not so much in the responsibility, because as in we are told in Micah, we are encouraged. What does the Lord ask us to do? It is to love justice, to love loving kindness, and to walk humbly before our God. So he still calls us in this day and age to be active, to be out there, to be doing things. And in the midst of all of that, we still have to find the way to be able to keep the Sabbath. So when I came here, and this is part of the process of the Lord bringing me here, was to... He told me that he wanted me to start sharing with people, to be with people who also kept the Sabbath. So I came here, he led me here. And so then my question became, as I hear, and I thank God for the responsibilities that have been added on me here again, more responsibilities. And so I realized that it's not enough to just keep the Sabbath. There has to be more to it. And I realized that what it is, it's about keeping the Sabbath holy. And so the Lord has been leading me into greater understanding of that, the purpose of this, of keeping the Sabbath, is that it is his day, that we honor him, and that we seek him, first, that all that we do reflects him and keeps him as paramount in our attention, paramount in our focus. And if we keep the Sabbath, that one day of the week, then it will also help us to remember each and every other day that we also must, at that time, also remember to be at rest in the Lord and not be working on our own, not be relying on our own efforts for righteousness, but to rely on what he does and will do through us and what he has done for us. How this relates back to Daniel is the very last part, is I realize that today we all have that busyness. And part of the enemy, who it says in the scriptures, he masquerades, 2 Corinthians 11, I think it is, it talks about how he appears as an angel of light. He masquerades as an angel of light. And one of the things that we know is he's the ruler of darkness. He's the ruler of the kingdoms of the world. And one of those things that is part of the world that we live in today is technology. And technology is something that he creates in such a way and uses in such a way that it makes it attractive to draw us away, to draw our attention, and we become captivated by those things, and we get involved in those things to the point where we have many, many, many ways of being involved in technology, all kinds of media. And we know that there are people today who are distressed by what they hear and what they see, and they either don't want to get engaged in conversation and they check out, or they don't want to, they become so upset and so concerned, and we are surrounded by these people. And if we are to be the light, then how are we to be hopeful to these people in the midst of this if we are ourselves being drawn into the busyness of our life, the busyness of what's going on around us? We know, as it says in Daniel, that knowledge will increase. We are definitely in that day today where there is such knowledge that you cannot possibly deal every day with everything that comes into your life that you are make as important part of your life. To draw this to a close, the point here is to make sure to be mindful that we always have to keep the Sabbath. We also have to keep the Sabbath holy by making sure that it is paramount for us and we guard it with our lives to not let it go and keep it of extreme importance that we are focusing on the Lord and on Him alone. As people around us become more distressed and we are having to fight that temptation to become involved in that distress, which will become so great, we have to remember that our first and foremost responsibility is in be in before the presence of the Lord, to focus on Him so that we draw our strength from Him, and that we need to separate from ourselves all those things that call us away from the Lord and from paying attention to the Lord and taking our strength and our resource from Him. So I thank you for your time.